Hello, are you lost, baby girl?
What's going on, guys? It's a cruising podcast. It's just me today. Okay, so if my first line didn't give it away, we saw 365 Days. It came out on Netflix, right? I heard a lot of things through on TikTok. It was like a big thing for some reason, and then on Twitter, a lot of people are talking about Massimo, talking about the Massimo guy and all that. So I had seen 50 Shades of Grey, maybe like last year, just for fun. It was one of those nights where we were bored. We saw it, awful movie, terrible. So I was like, is this like another 50 Shades of Grey? Is it gonna be? Fuck it, why not? It would be fun to watch. I want to talk about it with you guys because I think it would be fun. It's something we can just laugh about, talk about it. I just wanted to get my thoughts on it. I just wanted to get my thoughts on it. Okay, 365 days. There's a lot of things that I. Where do I begin? So, first things first, if there was a visual representation of my face, of what I thought about this movie, the whole movie, I was just like. And then it's like, that was me. This whole movie, it did. I thought I was trying to give it a chance. I was like, I've heard, oh my God, this movie, it's so sexy, it's so this, blah, 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 whatever. And the things I heard about that with 50 Shades as well, and 50 Shades was just, I couldn't take it seriously at all. So 365 days. I guess we'll start the beginning of the movie. I knew right away this is gonna be something ridiculous. When the dad gets shot, and the camera just didn't stop moving for some reason. It was trying to, I guess, keep the audience engaged. Cameras just kept moving, kept moving. I just don't even know what to say about this movie. This movie is so bad. So bad. That I just. There's just nothing I could give it. I think, and I mentioned 50 Shades of Grey a couple of times. I think 50 Shades of Grey is more of a coherent film than this. And I know the defense to this is people saying it's not about the plot. We know the plot sucks, but Massimo's so sexy. Massimo's so sexy. So that's what everybody's. So I'm like, you know what? So I went into this expecting it to be bad. I was like, okay, maybe we get like some sexy scenes, maybe it's cool stylized stuff or something. I don't know. I was just, it'll be fun. Everybody's talking about it. And the guy is an attractive guy, and she's who plays Laura is a very attractive girl. Yet when I was watching this movie, I was just laughing. There was nothing sexy about this movie. There's literally nothing sexy. The guy is a control freak, narcissist. Like, this is just everything that you don't want in a guy. And the things that Massimo does in this movie is what I think has Harvey Weinstein in jail. So, how. I'm just mind blown that everybody's like, that's hot. That is so hot. Because, I mean, look at him. So you're telling me if, like, Harvey Weinstein or any of these guys were just good looking, it just blows my mind. This movie's so bad. I was close to shutting it off, but I never shut off movies. I always finish. I want to give it that chance. I like to go all the way. And just see. I just want to see where this story goes. If a movie's great, I want to see where it ends. I want to see how good it can get. If a movie's really bad, I want to keep watching to see how bad it can get. That's just how I am. That's how I watch movies or shows, not as much, but movies, because shows are a lot more time. I guess let's just start with he kidnaps her and he tells her, "I saw you. And I want to give you 365 days, a chance to fall in love with me. I'm gonna give you 365 days. I kidnapped you, but this is entirely your choice. I won't touch you or do anything without your permission. You are in complete control. You have freedom of choice. But then it's like, he says all that, but it's like, but if you deny me sex, I'm going to grab you by the neck and bring you in close and, you know, tell her, hey, baby girl, don't tease me like that, baby girl. You know, that's where the movie lost me. That line. Oh, this guy must be a ninja because he appears and appears out of the frame like he was a ninja. I mean, he must have jumped into the bushes in that scene where he tells her, "Are you lost, baby girl?" You know, that line. And he says that six times in this movie. I'm rambling all over the place. This movie's so bad in every way possible. Not only from an ethical standpoint, a standpoint of being a human being, being of a, for women. This movie's just not okay for women at all. It's not okay, I think, for men. There was a couple of jokes on Twitter I saw like, yo, I tried to be like Massimo. I have court next week. Like, that's so true. I think that this movie is just bad in that sense. I think the plot, we could all agree the plot is terrible. Is he attractive? Yes. Is she attractive? Yes, she's very attractive. That's it. And the movie makes them unattractive, if that makes any sense. Like, they're in this same toxic cycle in this movie where he wants her to fall in love with him. He's like, hey, it's totally your choice. I'm not going to force anything. But then if she disagrees with him about something, he either grabs her by the throat or ties her up in an airplane. And then he does things to her on the airplane and then has the audacity to go next to her and be like, you must earn the pleasure. Like, this guy's out of his mind. This guy's out of his mind. That being said, then she doesn't want anything to do with him. I get it. But then there's a scene in a hotel room where she goes in a robe, she sits on the couch, and she opens her legs, teasing the guy. When he goes to do something, and he actually starts getting, like, he ties her up, and it's borderline rape at that point. It's like getting there where I was getting uncomfortable. I was like, what is going on? This is almost rape, you know? And then then she's like begging him to stop. But you were teasing him that you did want to do it. Now you're in this situation. Then he tells her, I'm going to show you what you are missing out on. What you're missing out on. He brings another girl in. So I was like, okay, I guess he's going to have sex with this girl and show how much pleasure he's giving this other woman that's going to make her realize, like, wow. And again, this is not okay. But I'm assuming this grandmaster's plan, I'm assuming. This is before the scene started. And he's going to make her realize how much pleasure she's missing out on. The girl just gives him a blowjob. The girl just gives him a blowjob and leaves. How is that what Laura is missing out on? Why, how narcissistic do you need to be for you to be like, oh yeah, this is, you're missing out on giving me a blowjob? How does that give any pleasure to her? So then that happened. The girl just leaves. I was like, that's it? I thought, okay, I guess he's going to have sex with the girl. He's going to do things to this girl to show, hey, look, I give good pleasure to women. That's not the case at all. He's just like, yeah, look, she gave me a blowjob. You're missing out on that. Sorry. And the Laura girl tied up is actually like, no, I can't see this. This is just the temptation. It's like, what? This movie's just so bad in so many ways, right? So then he unties her. She's like, leave me alone. She runs to her room and she's crying. She's like, oh my God, because it was almost rape. It's a very uncomfortable situation. But then the next scene, she's walking super confident, super badass, and she's ready to tease him again. Eating ice cream, licking the ice cream, teasing him in public. And then when he tries to do something again, she gets upset. So it's like this endless toxic cycle. And they're supposed to fall in love. This is, it's just such a bad example for both sides, for men and women. It's just so bad. I'm not even trying to get serious on this, but is it like teaching women how to just be with a guy because he has money? Because she gets she buys a lot of clothes with his money, and that's okay. Is it teaching, is it glorifying toxic relationships? Is it glorifying dominant men overpowering like a woman in a relationship? Because that's basically what happens in this movie, the whole movie. And then they fall in love through, just because, from what we've seen in the movie, they only have sex. And there's a scene in a yacht. They have sex all over the yacht. People love this scene. Like, oh my god, goals, right? So I was like, all right. I heard all this before I saw the movie. So I was like, okay. Like, when we got to the yacht, I was like, oh, maybe this is the scene. Like, this is gonna, where maybe this is where things turn a little bit, where I start to understand where everybody's coming from. They're arguing because he blames her for the drama that he's in with another gangster family, because she was dancing at the club, and she was, I think she was drunk, and a guy was trying to rape her. And he's blaming her for that because of the way she went dressed. You're blaming someone that you kidnapped, you kidnapped them, then you almost borderline rape her. Then right when you untie her from that almost near rape session, that you have to make her watch you get a blowjob from another woman that you're saying she's missing out on. After the borderline rape, then when he unties her, he's like, yeah, we got to be at the club in 2 hours, so I'll see you there. After all that, you're going to blame this girl for being drunk or a little reckless at a club, and then a guy that's you're in a business with tries to rape her. You're going to blame this girl? And then he's accusing her. He's yelling. You know, it's this whole thing, like, how dare you? How dare you? You know, look what you've caused. Even though he's fucking starting all this. This is all his fault. That she falls out of the ocean. That she falls off the yacht. He saves her. And she's like, oh my god, you saved me. Let's have sex. And they have sex all over the yacht, which was the funniest scene. It's a montage of random, of them having sex in random places on the yacht. I don't know how that's sexy. I found that so funny. It's like them like doing it on top of the yacht. Then it's like them doing it in the kitchen. Then it's them doing it on the freaking balcony. Then it's them doing it upside down. It's like, is that supposed to be sexy? That was so funny. It just kept cutting on random things. Listen, the guy's attractive. The girl's attractive. I can understand where the attraction is, but this movie's just not it. Not it. I mean, look, if I had to rate this movie, I don't even think I rate it. It's just bad in so many ways. I'd give it like a 1 or a 2 just because, my god, I don't even know. There's a scene in this where his business partner, the older man, tells him, hey, they stole our cocaine. We're in deep shit. And then Massimo just looks at him and he goes, He gets up from his fucking chair on the private jet, closes the curtain in front of him, and has the flight attendant give him a blowjob right behind the curtain of where this business associate is. That's a scene, and it's a 3-4 minute scene with music playing and the fuck, what is that? Whatever. I would give this movie like a 1 or a 2, a 1. A 1 because, you know what, the actress is very attractive. She is very attractive. For what she has to work with, I think she does well. When she has to be sexy, I do think she's sexy. Like, she does the scenes well. This Massimo guy, I mean, the context of the movie just ruins him so bad. You know what I mean? It just sets such a bad standard. And what blows my mind is that there's people on social media being like, oh yeah, Like, if that was me, oh, man. You know what I mean? Like, there's a shower scene, which is very random. She wakes up, goes to shower, and he was, like, laying there flexing, like, if he was sleeping, and then he woke up, went to the shower, too. So they're both naked in the shower. She goes up to him, and I guess she was looking at his penis or something. And he's like, oh, you want to keep looking at it, or you're going to do something, you know? He says, baby girl, are you lost, baby girl? He says that, like, 6 times in this movie. I don't know why. Like, the writers and director really thought, like, dude, this line is going to nail the women watching this. Trust me. Trust me, just say this line, and it's going to drive them crazy, you know? So he says this 6 times. Whatever. And in the shower, she goes up to him. She looks at him. She doesn't want to do anything. She walks away, and then he grabs her by the neck and brings her up, and he's like, oh, you got to stop doing that. And it's just like, when I saw it on Twitter, I was like, oh, maybe this is when they do it. Or, I don't know, I thought they would fall in love earlier, and then it would be a sequence, like a more time of them, how they fall in love or something. I don't know, guys. This one, I just had to, like, go on a little rant about it. I just found it so funny. It's just so funny. And look, for you guys that are into these types of movies, I would recommend, if you want to actually watch a movie about a couple or about like a love story that implements like real life, like sex scenes and stuff like that, where you really feel like this connection, I would highly recommend. And this is actually a really good movie. We've talked about it before on the podcast. It's called Love. There's a show called Love. There's a couple things called Love, but it's called Love by Gaspar Noé. The director is Gaspar Noé. He's a European director. He does really good things. He's really good. He did Enter the Void, Climax, and stuff like that. If you guys want to watch like a good movie, like a really good movie, and these actors had to have real sex for this movie, like it's real. So that was like signed on for their contract for this movie. So they were having real sex. And what's amazing about the movie is called Love by Gaspar Noé. It's on Netflix. It's free. Is it's not just showing you sex scenes just to show it to be sexy or anything or trying to be. This is an actual love story about this couple and the stages of this relationship. And what's great about it is obviously couples and people in relationships, they're going to have sex, right? And the director's take was, why would you cut away, in these American movies, why would you cut away from that when that's the most intimate part in a relationship? And this story is telling this love story, and it's also showing you these intense, real sex scenes. And as the story progresses, so does their sex life in a way. Like, if they're upset with each other, that's shown. So, like, the sexual scenes in that movie are further progressing the story. And it's really interesting, guys. Like, if whoever's watching this or listening, really check it out. Like, if this movie was like caught your attention, you really maybe you were hoping it was actually good. Definitely check out this movie. It's called Love by Gaspar Noé. It's a drama. It's a romantic drama. It's not, don't expect a 50 Shades of Grey or anything like that. But it's I would really recommend that movie. That's a really good movie. For people who are maybe looking for something like that. This movie is just really bad, guys. It's really funny. I wouldn't say not to watch it. It's free on Netflix. Watch it, laugh, have a good time with it. I did, after a while, just shut my brain shut off. I couldn't take it anymore because it's almost 2 hours long. But yeah, guys, that's my take. I had to let it out. I know a lot of people are talking about it, and I wanted to share it with everyone watching and listening and see what you guys think as well. You know what I mean? And that's pretty much it, guys. I mean, let me know. What did you guys think of this movie? Did you enjoy it? I don't know. You know, let me know, baby girl. You know, because I don't know, man. I don't know. It was just funny. I mean, 50 Shades definitely has more of a competent story than this, and even they're very similar. It's almost like the same thing, but that's my I had to ramble on this a little bit and share it with you guys. It's a movie everybody's talking about. I wanted to get my thoughts on it, and I'm not trying to be super formal about this review. Like, I'm a, you know, we're all aware of what the movie is. I just want to talk about it, have some fun with it, and share it with you guys. And, you know, let me know what you guys thought. Have you seen it? What did you think? Did you like it? Did you not like it? And that's it, guys. I just had to come on here and share that with you. We're going to have another episode out on Friday. Our new short film is out as well, Presence. It's really cool. It was an idea that came to me overnight, and I didn't want to write a script for it. I just kind of wanted to go out and shoot it spontaneously and just do it on the fly and just, I don't know, just like kind of challenge myself a little bit, and it was a lot of fun doing it. It was really cool. I did it over the weekend. You know, thank you guys for watching that. Thank you guys for watching this video or listening to this podcast if you're listening, as always. Exciting time for the podcast. We're doing new things and we're bringing a lot of stuff back. We're gonna have some hats soon, coming in soon, and I'm gonna do giveaways for those if you guys are interested in that. And that's it, guys. Thank you so much for watching. Thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed this. Hopefully I didn't ramble too hard. Hopefully I didn't go too all over the place, because I know I was all over the place, but that's where my brain was at watching this movie. So thank you guys so much for watching, for listening. Till the next one, goodbye.